HiBridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Advice for Future Corpses and Those Who Love Them, A Practical Perspective on Death and Dying, by Sally Tisdale. Read by Gabra Zachman. That was the best ice cream soda I ever tasted. Last words of Lou Costello. Chapter 1. Dangerous Situation. Right now, imagine dying. Make it what you want. You could be in your bedroom, on a lonesome hill, or in a beautiful hotel. Whatever you want. What is the season? What time of day is it? Perhaps you want to lie in sweet summer grass and watch the sun rise over the ocean. Imagine that. Perhaps you want to be cuddled in a soft bed, listening to Mozart or Beyoncé. Do you want to be alone? Is there a particular hand you want to hold? Do you smell the faint scent of baking bread or Chanel No. 19? Close your eyes. Feel the grass, the silk sheets, the skin of the loving hand. Hear the long-held note. Dance a little. Smell the bread. Imagine that. I have never died, so this entire book is a fool's advice. Birth and death are the only human acts we cannot practice. We love our murder mysteries, and how we love our video games. But death looms ahead as a kind of theory. In Victorian times, children were kept away from anything regarding sex or birth, but they sat at deathbeds, witnessed deaths, and helped with the care of the body.